With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Iran war has pushed the price of gas to the highest level it's been in almost 4 years.
Gas prices in the U.S. have reached their highest level since 2022. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular gas is now $4.02. That's over a dollar more than before the war began. The last time drivers were paying this much was nearly 4 years ago, following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Prices vary from state to state due to factors ranging from supply to differing tax rates. Some drivers have been paying more than $4 a gallon for some time. Analysts say the cost of groceries could increase as businesses' transportation costs increase. I'm Mike Hempen.
Easter, coming this Sunday, is when Christians commemorate Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. While churches worldwide will welcome in-person worshipers, a platform called Pray.com is also reaching believers online. Jack Graham is senior pastor at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas.
Pray.com is an incredible platform, and it's an app. You get on the app, and it's like Netflix for believers because there are all kinds of options. We've had the privilege of being on there from nearly the beginning with the Bible in a Year with Jack Graham. And when we started, we didn't know what would happen. And now, 3 years later, there are 100 million downloads on the audio version of this, and we've just been blown away.
Pastor Graham is now engaged in a video version of The Bible in a Year, which through AI is being produced in 10 different languages. More information is available at the website pray.com. Stocks have been jolting higher and recovering a chunk of their losses because of the war with Iran. A drop in the price for Brent crude oil took some of the pressure off Wall Street. The Dow up about 1,076 points. This is SRN News. There's a battle over faith in European soccer.
The Union of European Football Federations has fined a Serbian team because its fans displayed a giant image of the Orthodox Saint Simeon during a game with the words, quote, "May our faith lead you to victory." The Serbs point out that no fine was given to a German soccer team whose fans recently displayed a giant image of Satan and the words, quote, "Hear us, Lucifer, rise from the abyss and accept our souls." The Serbian squad will appeal the fine. Michael Harrington reporting.
Teens in the U.S. are obtaining abortion pills through telehealth, and young people aged 18 to 24 are ordering medication abortion at much higher rates than older adults. Those are the key findings of a new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. The researchers say underage girls are also bypassing parental involvement requirements and requesting abortion drugs at higher rates in states with parental involvement laws. This is SRN News. Julia Frankel reports Israeli lawmakers are targeting Palestinian attackers.
Israel's parliament has passed a bill approving the death penalty for Palestinians convicted of nationalistic murder. This represents the culmination of a years-long push by Israel's far right to escalate punishments for Palestinians convicted of murdering Israelis. This is a law that rights groups, Israeli and Palestinian, have denounced as draconian and unethical. It's also yielded condemnation from foreign ministers of European countries and Australia who say the language of the bill is de facto discriminatory.
Conditions for Cubans under the blockade have been dire.
For now, Cuba's using its own oil production to barely run the thermoelectrics. Gasoline is tightly rationed.
That is correspondent Christiana Mesquita reporting. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.